Hello everyone, it's Santos Banning and you're officially listening to Early Success. Today we got our first interviewer in and we are going to let him introduce himself. Go ahead.
Hi Santos, my name is Paul Watkins. I am the co-owner of Lucid News and owner of Mint Standard Studios.
Super sweet. Tell us a little bit about Lucid News specifically.
So Lucid News started as a concept between a few friends and I 2 weeks ago. We're super big into the rave scene, have been for a couple of years.
And it's booming right now.
It is, yeah. It's huge now. And it's just that generational success kind of thing where people are coming in from high school that were into it or college that were into it, and it's becoming mainstream with pop.
Yeah, so I remember when I was in high school, like it was just a select few people going, and now that we've gotten older, I just feel like it's gained traction and it's kind of going mainstream. I haven't gone, but it seems super exciting.
I mean, you have like G-Eazy doing collabs with people. You have Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, all these big pop names that are going with EDM now. So we were like, you know what, why don't we start an EDM news website? We had tried last year to create our own record label and we failed with it, but we just had this idea 2 weeks ago and we're like, yeah, like let's do it. So soon after we started working on it, bought the domain name, opened the Instagram account. Our website actually goes live this week with our first interview.
Super stoked, I'll check it out.
So it's super exciting. Soon after we decided to start the concept, we started talking with people locally around Phoenix as well as San Diego. And we were able to get three interviews lined up right off the bat. Our first interview coming out this week is with Not Your Shadow, a new EDM duo out of Phoenix that had their first live show last weekend.
Wow, incredible. So how did you gain these interviews? Were you DMing people on Instagram? Were you just going to local events and just talking to people? How did you get these interviews lined up exactly?
We actually did both. So with the, I mean, for the most part, it was DMing people on Instagram, on Facebook. I got into photography 5 years ago, so I've been doing it a long time. And about 2 weeks ago when we decided this, I messaged the Full Moon Festival in Phoenix and said, hey, can I bring my camera in, shoot the show? This is my first event that I'll be doing, but I really would appreciate you guys putting your neck out there for me. And they said, yeah, like, come with your camera, show us what you got.
Is Full Moon like a big event, or is it kind of like a like an underground kind of scene?
So it started really underground. It started a while back now in a warehouse in downtown Phoenix by the airport. And it was maybe, I would say, 300 to 500 people max at the event. And now, just a few months ago, they did their first event at the press room in downtown Phoenix. And that had probably around 800 people.
Wow.
This past weekend, they did one that had over 1,000 people at the event.
Wow.
Five stages in total.
That's awesome. That's a huge jump.
So they allowed me to bring my camera in. I started taking photos of people, and I started messaging them and saying, hey, I've got these shots of you guys DJing. Why don't we set up an interview? And one in particular messaged us back, that's Not Your Shadow, and said, hey, we'd love to do an interview. So let's see, I would say 3-4 days later, I had one of my writers interview them for an hour. And they loved to do it. We got an exclusive for this week to come with our very first post. It was their very first live show, and it's just awesome.
That is pretty awesome. So it sounds like that you had a service that a lot of these underground scenes were really receptive towards, and that's kind of why they're willing to, like as you said, put their neck out for you. A lot of people want to be successful, and you're actually taking initiative to ensure that you're successful and gain some traction. Was there ever like a point in time where you wanted to do this before, but you didn't because you were scared to?
Definitely. A big thing about going into the industry is risk and reward.
Right.
So for the past year and a half, I've worked in professional foster care. I say professional foster care, but it's really professional social work.
Yeah.
And I've absolutely loved the experience, especially the life skills that I've learned, but it's just a lot of work.
It's not very rewarding.
It's very tolling.
Yeah.
It is very rewarding.
Okay.
But it's just really tolling mentally, emotionally, and everything else. And
yeah, it goes outside of the office.
Exactly. And so I never really thought about going full time into my creative passions, because doing so is, I thought, really hard.
Right.
What I didn't realize was it was really hard because I wasn't putting the effort that I could into it.
Yeah, and sometimes people create mental barriers that they're scared. Like you said, it can be risky sometimes, and sometimes people are scared of the potential failure, so they don't take the risk because they don't want to fail, or they allow other people's opinions to control what they do. For example, for a while I wanted to do this podcast. I'm sure everyone does it. I practiced like when I was younger, I wanted to be like an athlete, so I would practice like MVP speeches. I wanted to be an actor at one point. I practiced Oscar speeches, so I would always speak, but I just never did anything to put it out there. So that's why I started this podcast, because I just felt, you know what, just fuck what everyone says and thinks. Just do what you want to do, and it feels like that's kind of what you're doing. Is you're doing what your passion is, and I think a lot of people should, and they're not.
Absolutely. I mean, the scary thing with it is, in order to put in that time and that effort, you really can't be doing too much else outside of it.
Right.
So when I've been working full time, I haven't been able to put the time or effort into it. I was able to put the money into it to get new gear, all that sort of thing. I mean, I put over $5,000 into new camera and video equipment last year when I started my LLC Mint Standard. And with that, I didn't do anything really for most of this year because I've been working too much.
Right.
So I went ahead, I put in my 2 weeks this week, mostly for family related conundrums,
right,
but also because that way I really have the time to dedicate. And it's scary because I'm not going to have a full-time job supporting me, supporting my rent.
And that's why a lot of people aren't willing to take these risks, because they, like, sometimes they are given responsibilities that take priority. Like if they have kids, or if they get a full-time job, they have bills to pay. If they went to college, they have to pay back their student loans. Like, it could be scary. So a lot of people get into this role of doing what they think they should be doing to make ends meet, like paying rent, like you said, or they get like into the safety net and aren't willing to venture outside of it.
Absolutely.
Are you scared a little bit about it now, or because you're gaining some traction, where's your head with it?
I'm scared, but a good fear.
Right.
I think that's something that we have to realize, is that fear that we have isn't necessarily a bad thing, because fear is meant for a purpose.
Right.
Fear originally was your fight or flight of, oh shit, there's a tiger coming at me. Do I kill it or do I run?
Right.
Well, now you have, in today's modern society, oh no, like, I no longer have a job, but I have this business that I can run. Do I go wholeheartedly into it and really go for it and make it something that I know I can do? Or do I fail and be miserable because of it?
Right. Mark Cuban, I watched this interview not too long ago. He said, when you have nothing, that's the time that you should reach for your passion and start a business, because you have nothing to lose.
Exactly. And with that...
So ultimately, you're gaining some traction. What's your next main event, and where do you ultimately want to end up with this business idea that you have?
So my next main event is working with Octave Entertainment.
Right. For those of us who do not know what that is, can you elaborate more on that?
Octave Entertainment is a company based here in Phoenix that for a long time has provided party buses to raves and festivals throughout the area. and now is starting to really gain their own traction in doing their own shows with some of their artists as well as other artists coming from outside of the area. And so I contacted the owner, Jason, about a week and a half ago and said, hey, same thing with Full Moon Festival. I said, hey, we are small, we don't have a following, but we know we can do this and we can fit this niche of working with the underground, with the small guy, with the local scenes, and really gain traction through doing that. So by that, he was willing to work with us and said, hey, like, we have this guy, Ekanova. And Ekanova is a local DJ with about 5,000 to 10,000 followers. He's got more on SoundCloud. But with him, he said, hey, Ekanova is doing a show on 818. And with the show, he's opening for Fight Club. We can have you do media via a press badge for our event, and following the show you can interview him for one of your articles. So we said, yeah, we'd love to do that, let's go for it. And from there, they work with festivals, they work with shows, they work with all kinds of events. We're hoping to really partner with them to get more of the local DJs in Phoenix and Tucson and other areas out there to the scene outside of these local places, so that they really start to blow up and become mainstream themselves.
Yeah, I think it's very important that you kind of specified that you have this niche underground scene that you want to do a newsletter for, essentially. I think a lot of people think too broad sometimes, and I think that's what ultimately leads to their failures, that they don't have an original idea that points to a specific direction of where they want to go. You do. For the people listening, would you say that just DM people, as much people as you can? Or like, how would your messaging go about? Because you said you contacted them. Did you contact them via email, Facebook? And about how long did it take for them to reply?
So for working with Octave, I messaged them through DM on Instagram. Okay. And they said, hey, message us off Facebook, we'll talk there. So we went to Facebook Messenger and started talking from there. With Full Moon Festival, I messaged them on Facebook. Some of the more major festivals I'm talking with have been through email communication, including Gold Rush coming up in September. We're talking about getting a media pass for that and covering that event. So that'll be our first big event. But that's, like I said, not really our focus.
Right.
The real thing is people don't understand that if they're messaging a ton of people, at least somebody's going to get back to
them.
They're not all going to say, oh no, we're not interested, or we already have people. They're not all going to say, oh no, you don't have a following that we want to see for who we're going to work with or who we're willing to work with. So if you're just getting yourself out there and being professional about it, knowing what you're talking about, and really just presenting everything that you can do it and you will do it and you're going to follow through on that, companies find a lot of respect in that.
Yeah, they do. And especially since you're providing a service that they really want. It's a media outlet that can give them exposure. So as of right now, you have media passes. You've done a couple events. You will be doing a couple events. Right now, is there pay involved, or is it just about getting exposed and building your following as you're going?
Right now, there's no pay involved, so...
Which is totally fine.
Oh, but, yeah.
Because you're connecting. You're connecting with people that are pretty important in this industry.
I mean, almost any industry that you go into, it's all about who you know, who you talk to.
Exactly.
What you can provide for them. A lot of people aren't going to care that you're new to it if you can show that you know how to do it.
Right.
Or you know how to act.
So, for your newsletter, you have an Instagram page. Will you be doing podcast or a YouTube channel? Do you have a separate Instagram page for it besides your personal one?
Right now, we just have the Instagram page right now. Mm-hmm. Our website goes live this week with our interview with Not Your Shadow.
Right.
And then we will be starting podcasts within the next couple months. We still have to get everything started up, get a following before we begin our podcasts. But we will be podcasting our interviews. We're talking about doing Facebook Live stuff for shows that we're at.
I think one thing that's going to be pretty prominent in the next maybe 18 months, I think IGTV channels are actually going to be bigger than what they are now. So I think even starting an Instagram channel for your events would be pretty cool. Get you more exposure to people.
I haven't even heard of that.
Really? And, you know, it's funny because I was listening to a Gary Vee episode and someone asked him about Instagram TV. And he said he hadn't heard anything about it either. But I think that it's kind of, since it's so early, that I think not a lot of people are using it. Lately, Gary Vee has been using it. And then one of my buddies who has a big YouTube following, he has about 90,000, I DM'd him. And I was like, hey, I think you, because you have such a big following on Instagram and YouTube, he doesn't post on Facebook and he doesn't have an Instagram channel. And really, I think to build a bigger following, you should kind of promote everything on all of the different social media platforms. That way you're engaging different audiences. So I think if you just started an Instagram channel while it's in the early process, you could see maybe some potential growth in the future. If you ever start a podcast, I would love to be on your podcast. This podcast specifically is all about everyday living and entrepreneurship. And the reason why I wanted to get you on this podcast is because what you're doing, and from talking to you, it seems like you're kind of an entrepreneur. Would you agree with that assessment?
Oh, definitely. I've been talking about starting businesses for years, talking about doing my own work for years, right. But I just never did it.
Yeah. It's like everyone wants it, but not a lot of people are willing to put in the work towards it. So for the aspiring people that want to start their own podcast or build their own business, what kind of advice would you give them?
Honestly, I would tell them just go for it. As Nike's brand name says, just do it.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't agree more.
You can't think that you want something and think that you're going to get it if you're not going for it, if you're not trying, if you're not putting yourself out there, frankly.
And I think right now is like the best time. Like, social media is huge. Everyone uses YouTube. Everyone uses Instagram. It's like, if you want to start your own business, then do it and then promote it and then gain some consumers for it. I think it's the best time right now, and a lot of people just aren't taking that initiative. That's why I decided to do this podcast, because I think all these media platforms are bigger than what we know. Like, if you look at Twitch, I had no idea. Do you know what Twitch is?
Yeah,
I didn't know Twitch was going to be as big as it was. Like, watching other people game, but it's pretty fun to watch.
I used to stream, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty epic. I've thought about it, but I suck at video games, so I haven't looked into it that much. I just know of Twitch. I like to wrap up by just a couple personal questions, and then we'll conclude this podcast. What is something that you are like super obsessed with? If it's like the Dunkin' Donuts coffee or vitamin water, like or fucking some sort of local brewery. What's fascinating you right now? What's something that you are currently obsessed with?
Currently, it's drones.
Drones.
Yes. So I bought my first drone.
Well, you're a photographer.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've never had one. I bought my first drone. I just said, screw it, I'm going to buy this a month ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think every single Saturday and Sunday, at least, I get it out and up there, and I'm practicing flying with it. Mm-hmm. It's the Mavic Pro, which is a really nice but consumer-level professional drone. It's just really fun. It's really big now. Mm-hmm. And getting into it now while we can is a good idea, I think. But the Mavic Pro 2 is coming out, so
sweet.
Might have to upgrade already.
Are these some
soon.
Of the, when you do go to these, your underground events, do you take drones with you? Do you plan on taking drones with you?
Unlikely.
Unlikely.
No. So I want to stay as legal as possible while flying. There are a lot of different rules, especially as a commercial pilot, like getting your license,
right.
Registering the drone. You can't fly over people. You can't fly within 5 miles of an airport without getting FAA permission.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there were so many regulations.
Yeah, there's a lot of regulations, which is good. It's good that we
have
those.
And is there licenses? Do you have to pay for licensing too? Or?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So if you're a consumer that doesn't intend on making any money from what you are producing with the drone, a lot of these laws don't apply to you. However, if you are a professional that is planning on using it for monetary gain, yes, these laws do apply to you.
Okay,
so you definitely have to look it up for your area.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of information that you need to know. Just to conclude, what is all your social media usernames, and then we'll just call it a day.
So my personal as well as my media page for Mint Standard Studios is @MintStandard on Instagram. My Instagram for Lucid News is lucid.news. And I actually have a clothing line that is ravewear and streetwear coming out pretty soon. So I'm not going to sneak in the Instagram yet. We still got to get some things going. But you'll hear that eventually too.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Thank you for joining, Paul.
I look forward to seeing what your
pages do.
I look forward to working with you in the future.
Sounds good. All right, everyone, that's going to conclude our podcast. Thank you for joining us with Paul. And this is Early Success, and we're going to call it an episode. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.